Hello and welcome to a caribou from the entrance to Mallow County, Cork in Ireland. I'm driving from Cork City up through Mallow to Adair to pick up my 84-year-old mother in order to take her to Lourdes in France. We're going on from Adair into Limerick and on out to Shannon Airport, and I'll be gone out of Ireland for a week. So in preparing, this boo is going to be all about one of the aspects of preparing for going to Lourdes. Now, as some of you may know, I'm a bit of a sort of an internet journalist. I use the internet a lot, and one of the things I have with me all the time is an iPhone, and one of the things that was on my mind on my way to Lourdes was, how on earth am I going to be able to have internet access in order to continue twittering from Lourdes? Now, before you think that's crazy, I guarantee that I have no intention of twittering while pushing my mother's wheelchair. While I'm pushing my mother's wheelchair, I will be focused on holding on to my mother and preventing her from running down the hill and crashing into any other person who's in Lourdes. But the whole key issue for me is, how could I get a cheap and reliable internet access in France? So what do? I think about, first of all, contacting my O2 contract holder, my company that I get my internet connectivity from. And I then think, hang on a minute, what I'll do is I'll go to Twitter. So I put out a tweet asking for advice on how I could get the best value in going to France. I got a small flood of tweets. They included advice and they included a whole stream of anger, propaganda, attacks on the operators who dominate the scene, particularly O2 and Vodafone in the case of Ireland. International roaming became the target, and lots of people told themselves, me and other people, how absolutely disgraceful the current charges are. That led to me getting a lot of advice that I should not buy from O2 under any circumstances, that would cost me a fortune, that I also wouldn't qualify for using the Vodafone international roaming SIM card, which is only available if your phone is disconnected from O2 or freed up in some way. And I tweeted a number of times about this, and there was a little bit of a fuss on Saturday. No word at all out of O2 or Vodafone about this. I don't guess that they do social media monitoring on a Saturday, or maybe they just didn't have me on their radar. Anyway, the next thing that happened is, out of the blue comes a company called Maxroam. Now, Maxroam has a director called Pat Phelan, who is known to me via Twitter. Never met him face to face. But on comes Maxroam in the presence of their director of, I think, products and innovation or something like that. And he says, I'll sort you. And my goodness, what a wonderful service I've had from Maxroam. I then had a conversation with the director from Maxroam on a Sunday, and in the end of the day, what is going to happen is Maxroam are going to send DHL to me in France a SIM card, an international roaming SIM card, and they're going to send me a twittering device. In other words, something other than the iPhone, because my iPhone is locked into somebody, O2, and I haven't got time to get it disconnected or even to find out if O2 would disconnect me. So basically, that's my great story. I am going to France. My hotel will receive a package. I trust that Maxroam will organise that. I sent them the details of my hotel from the TripAdvisor. So I'm heading off to Lourdes in order to care for my mother. My sister and my first cousin from Canada are actually coming as well. And I can't promise I'll send any more booze on this topic during the week. I may be devoutly attending to my 84-year-old mother. I might be distracted by the goings-on in Lourdes. But anyway, that's the kind of thing that goes on, has gone on. And I'm glad to say that there are a number of people drawn into the conversation, and that hopefully the mobile phone operators will have a better idea about the kind of problem that a fairly average person like myself faces when they want to go abroad and don't actually have other people's money to spend other than their own. Okay, this is Paul O'Mahony on the road out of Mallow, signing off. I wish you a wonderful week.